Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare The very life of Lord Nityananda. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, who is the master of Gadadhar and Advaita. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, who is dear to Srivas Thakur and Haridas Thakur. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, the master of Gangadas and Vasudev Datta. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, and all glories to all of his devotees. Anyone who hears these narrations of Lord Chaitanya will attain pure devotional service. Accompanied by Nityananda and Gadadhar, Lord Chaitanya enjoyed pastimes in Navadvipa. One day, surrounded by his devotee associates, Lord Chaitanya walked through the town of Navadvipa. As he was walking by the Ganga to the home of Visharada Maheshwar, who was the father of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he passed near the home of Devananda Pandit, a learned and peaceful Brahmana who yearned for impersonal liberation. Devananda Pandit was learned and austere. From birth, he was disinterested in material things, and he was a great student of the Srimad Bhagavatam. But he was not a devotee. Near Devananda's house, the devotees began to speak of him to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They said, "Devananda Pandit is a great teacher of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Still, because he's not a devotee, he does not understand the Bhagavatam's true meaning. Perhaps this is due to some offense that has robbed him of the qualification to understand. Only Lord Krishna knows the reason for his misfortune." As the devotees were walking and speaking just outside of Devananda Pandit's house, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was able to overhear Devananda lecturing on the Srimad Bhagavatam. As he listened, Lord Chaitanya, who is the super soul in the hearts of all beings and who knows everything, he did not hear any description of the greatness of devotional service, and he became angry. "What is the meaning of this rascal's words? In his birth, he does not know anything about the true meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. He is unqualified to speak on the Srimad Bhagavatam. For the Bhagavatam is Lord Krishna himself in the form of a book." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, The Srimad Bhagavatam states that devotional service is the highest goal of life. For that reason, the four Vedas say that Srimad Bhagavatam is the personification of ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. The four Vedas are like yogurt, and the Srimad Bhagavatam is the fresh butter that Sukadev Goswami has churned from that yogurt. And Maharaj Prickett has eaten the butter of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to speak further. Indeed, in speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, my dear devotee Sukadev has explained that anyone who sees a difference between myself, the Lord, my servant, and Srimad Bhagavatam will perish. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus angrily explained the truth about Srimad Bhagavatam. And by hearing his words, the devotees floated in an ocean of bliss. Lord Chaitanya then said, "This rascal Devananda does not know anything. He is a non-devotee, and he's a fool, and today I will tear up his book. You watch while I do it." Lord Chaitanya then quickly stepped forward toward the house of Devananda, but the devotees held Mahaprabhu back, lest they stopped him. In this way, each day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would walk in the town of Navadvip along with his followers. One day, on another day, while the Lord was walking in the outskirts of the town with Srivas Pandit, they passed the house of a drunkard. Walking by, Lord Chaitanya smelled the fragrance of wine. And remembering the Varuni beverage that Lord Balaram had drunk, Lord Chaitanya entered an ecstatic trance in the mood of Lord Balaram. He forgot his external consciousness and again began roaring at Srivas, "I will go inside! Srivas, I will go inside!" Srivas Thakur fell at the Lord's lotus feet and respectfully held on to them and begged him not to do so. But Lord Chaitanya replied, "Who is able to order or to forgive me, to forbid me?" Still, Srivas begged the Lord not to enter. "O Lord, you are the father of the universe. If you break the rules of religion, who will be the protector of religious principles? And not understanding your pastimes, the people will blaspheme you. And because of that blasphemy, they will suffer birth after birth. You are the eternal supreme personality of Godhead, but who will understand this pastime of yours? If you enter the home of this wine drinker, I will immediately go and drown myself in the Ganga." And hearing Srivas's words, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who never goes against his devotee's desire, smiled. And he said, "As you wish, I shall not go." He then ended his mood of Lord Balaram and continued slowly and peacefully walking down the road. Seeing Lord Chaitanya, those people who were drunk on the wine began calling out again and again, "Hari, Hari, Hari." Someone said, "Nimai Pandit is a good person. He sings and dances so well." Calling out, "Hari," and clapping their hands. Someone danced, another imitated the dancing of the devotees, and the other drunkards happily followed behind him, singing, "Hari Bol, Hari Bol." In that way, The drunkards happily danced as they made a loud sound of chanting, Hari, Hari, Hari. Seeing the activities of the drunkards, Lord Chaitanya laughed, and Srivas Thakur wept tears of joy. And seeing Lord Chaitanya, the drunkards became very happy. Casting his glance of mercy on the drunkards, Lord Chaitanya, wrapped in his own ecstasy, continued walking from village to village. Those souls who feel unhappy at heart when they hear of Lord Chaitanya Chandra's glories will not find any happiness in any birth or within any situation they find themselves within. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says, I offer my respectful obeisances to all, even the drunkards, who saw Lord Chaitanya Chandra when he was personally present on this earth.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Thank you.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued walking. Suddenly, he saw Devananda Pandit just a little further down the road ahead of him. Mahaprabhu again immediately became angry. In his heart, Lord Chaitanya thought, in the past, Devananda Pandit offended Srivas Thakur. At the time when Devananda had committed the offense, Lord Chaitanya had not yet manifested his actual nature. And at that time, no words glorifying devotional service decorated the town of Navadvip. At that time, all the devotees felt greatly unhappy. Please now hear of Devananda's offense at the lotus feet of Srivas Thakur. Devananda was learned, and he was peaceful, and he was honored by the people of Navadvip. He regularly lectured on Srimad Bhagavatam, and from childhood Devananda Pandit lived just like a sannyasi. One day, desiring to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Srivas visited his home. As Srivas listened to Devananda speaking on the Bhagavatam, which syllable by syllable is filled with ecstatic love for Lord Krishna, Srivas felt his heart melt, and he began to weep and to sigh very deeply. The sinful students of Devananda were also present, and they said, look at this foolish fellow. With him present, we cannot learn anything. Why should we waste our time? But Srivas Thakur's ecstatic tears of love did not stop. Meeting together and coming to a conclusion, the students physically grabbed Srivas Thakur and they threw him outside. While they were acting in this offensive way, Devananda Pandit saw but did not stop them. As the teacher was empty of devotion, so were all of his students. Srivas Thakur, finding himself thrown outside on the street, unhappily returned to his home. Lord Chaitanya, who was the super soul in the hearts of all, knew all that had happened. And seeing Devananda walking before him, Lord Chaitanya remembered this incident as he saw Devananda Pandit. The Lord's face filled with anger, and he said, Devananda! Devananda, stop! I'm speaking to you! You lecture on Srimad Bhagavatam, but Srivas Thakur, whom even the goddess Ganga desires to see, once went to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from you, what great offense did he commit that caused you to allow your students to grab him and drag him outside? Is it correct to drag and throw outside a person who, when he hears Srimad Bhagavatam, tears fall from his eyes and he weeps in ecstatic love for Lord Krishna? Is that proper? You lecture on Srimad Bhagavatam, but in this birth, I say that you do not know the actual meaning of the book. You lecture on the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is full of ecstatic love for Lord Krishna, but you yourself do not feel the happiness of that love. This I tell you. Hearing these words directly from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Brahmana Devananda became embarrassed and did not reply. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu angrily walked away, leaving Devananda Pandit to sadly walk back to his own home. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu punished Devananda Pandit with his words, Devananda was nevertheless pious and fortunate. Persons who are punished by Lord Chaitanya become great saints. A person who accepts the punishment given by Lord Chaitanya and places that punishment upon his head becomes qualified to attain ecstatic love for Lord Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna.
Can you play the dango?
Hare Rama.
Give it.
Rama Rama. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
years later. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas, the Lord returned from Jagannath Puri to the Navadvip area and stayed within the home of Vidyavischapati in Kuliagram. When the residents of Navadvip heard that Mahaprabhu, now as a sannyasi, was in Kulia, thousands of people, all eager to see the Lord, gathered outside the home of Vidyavischapati. Gradually, Vidyavischapati induced the Lord to go outside and offer all the people his audience, his darshan. Seeing their beloved Lord, who is now a sannyasi, all the people became plunged in an ocean of bliss. From the four directions, the people offered dandavat obeisances and offered him prayers from within the core of their hearts. Countless people chanted the holy names of Lord Hari and were plunged into an ocean of bliss. Thousands and thousands of groups joyfully sang kirtan. In this way, Lord Chaitanya, who is the jewel amongst the sannyasis, day and night filled all the worlds with the blissful names of Lord Krishna. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, "Oh, my brothers, worship Lord Chaitanya's feet. By hearing about Lord Chaitanya, one breaks the bonds of ignorance. Simply by remembering him, one becomes free of all sufferings. Therefore, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, worship the feet of he who is the jewel of all sannyasis." Lord Chaitanya, seeing the great Sankirtan in every direction, he and his associates swam in an ocean of bliss. Lord Chaitanya wept a flood of tears of joy. It was as if the Ganga itself were flowing in the four directions all at once. Lord Chaitanya was overwhelmed with the bliss of Sankirtan, and he danced with the Sankirtan groups. Overcome with bliss and love, Lord Nityananda danced with Lord Chaitanya. Tasting the nectar of ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became wild. Looking at him, everyone plunged into an ocean of bliss. Lord Chaitanya began to roar like a lion as he danced. Anyone who hears that sound finds that his suffering has been broken to pieces. When Lord Chaitanya came to Kaliya, the sinners, the lowly, the ordinary people, as well as the great devotees, all became delivered. Simply by hearing of Lord Chaitanya's coming to Kaliyagram, one breaks all the bonds of his karma. By allowing everyone to see him, Lord Chaitanya made everyone joyful at heart. Lord Chaitanya sat down outside of Vidyavischapati's house with his associates, and at that time a brahmana approached and tightly grasped hold of the Lord's lotus feet. The brahman said, "O Lord, I have one request. If you will give me a moment, I will tell you." Unaware of the glory of devotional service, I committed many sins. I blasphemed many Vaishnavas. I would say, "How in Kali Yuga is it possible for anyone to be a true Vaishnava? How can anyone in Kali Yuga truly sing kirtan?" Moment after moment, I blasphemed many Vaishnavas in this way. And remembering these sins, my heart now burns with grief. O lion who delivers all the worlds, please tell me how I can break my sins into pieces. And hearing the Brahmin's sincere words, Lord Chaitanya smiled and he spoke this remedy. O Brahmana, please listen. If with his own mouth a person drinks poison, and then with the same mouth he also drinks the nectar of immortality, then the poison will wither away and the nectar will make that person's body immortal. Please listen. Not knowing what was happening, you blasphemed the Vaishnavas. In this way you drank poison. Now, with that same mouth that blasphemed, you should always drink the nectar of Lord Krishna's holy names and qualities. That same mouth that once blasphemed Vaishnava should now sing their praises. O Brahmana, in poetry and songs, you should sing the glories of the Lord's devotees. By drinking the nectar of Lord Krishna's glories, you will counteract the poison of blasphemy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, what I say is the truth. If a person who unwittingly commits blasphemy stops blasphemy, but instead praises the Lord and the Vaishnavas, that person will destroy all of his sins. Millions of ritual atonements will not destroy the sin of blaspheming Vaishnavas. But, O Brahmana, what I've just told you will destroy those sins. Go, go and sing the glories of the devotees, and you will then become free of all sins. And hearing these words from the Lord's graceful mouth, all the Vaishnavas called out, Jai, Jai, Hari, Hari, Hari Bol. In this way, Lord Chaitanya described the best atonement for the sin of blasphemy. At the next moment, Devananda Pandit approached the Lord. When Lord Chaitanya was enjoying his pastimes as a householder, Devananda Pandit had no faith in him, for he was an impersonalist. For that reason, he was unable to see the Lord, despite his being qualified in so many other ways. But after the Lord had accepted sannyas and had left Navadvip, by good fortune, Devananda met Phukeshwar Pandit, the dear associate of Sri Chaitanya. Simply by hearing about Vakeshwar Pandit, the whole world becomes purified. He was the personification of eternal love for Lord Krishna. He was always in ecstasy. When he danced, both the demigods and demons became enthralled. While Vakeshwar would dance, he would manifest tears, trembling, perspiration, laughter, roaring, standing up of the bodily hairs, becoming pale, fainting, and many other symptoms of ecstasy. By Lord Chaitanya's mercy, all the symptoms of intense ecstasy entered Vakeshwar's body when he would dance. Who has the power to describe his ecstasies? By Krishna's merciful arrangement, after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas, Vakeshwar Pandit stayed for some time at Devananda Pandit's ashram. Devananda Pandit saw Vakeshwar's bodily effulgence, and he saw his unequaled devotion to Lord Vishnu. Devananda Pandit became very happy at heart, and with sincere love, he served Vakeshwar Pandit. When Vakeshwar Pandit would dance, Devananda, stick in hand, would walk around and keep the crowds back. When Vakeshwar Pandit was about to faint in ecstasy, Devananda would catch him and he would hold him on his lap. With respectful devotion in his heart, he took the dust from Vakeshwar Pandit's body and he smeared it upon his own body. Seeing Vakeshwar Pandit's glory, Devananda always stayed with him. And in this way, faith in Lord Chaitanya took birth within Devananda. This pastime bears witness to what the Puranas say is the fruit of serving a Vaishnava. Before attaining the association and service of a Vaishnava, Devananda Pandit, despite his qualifications in piety, had no faith and could not understand the position of Lord Chaitanya. But by Vakeshwar Pandit's mercy, Devananda's misconceptions were destroyed. Thus it can be understood that service to the Vaishnavas is more important than even service to Lord Krishna. Therefore, because of his association with Vakeshwar Pandit, Devananda Pandit lovingly went to see the sannyasi Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Kaliya.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Thank you.
the great sannyasi, Lord Chaitanya, was sitting in Kulia, Devananda Pandit approached and offered dandavat obeisances from the distance. Seeing him, Lord Chaitanya was pleased. He called Devananda forward and made him sit close to him, for he had already forgotten the previous offenses that had been awarded and had awarded him his mercy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You serve Vikeshwar, therefore you may approach me." Vikeshwar Pandit is the Supreme Lord's spiritual potency. Anyone who devotedly serves him attains Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna makes his home in Vikeshwar Pandit's heart, and when Vikeshwar dances, Lord Krishna also dances. If Vikeshwar Pandit stays in any place, that place becomes all holy places. It becomes the spiritual world. Hearing the Lord's words, Devananda folded his hands and began to pray. O merciful Lord, to deliver the entire world, you appeared in Navadvip. I am a great sinner, and because of my past sins, I did not understand who you were. But you are naturally merciful to all living entities, and therefore, I beg you to always allow me to feel spiritual love for you. O Lord, I place one request at your feet. Please tell me what I should do. I am not all-knowing. Still, I lecture on a book meant for persons who know everything. Please tell me how I should lecture and explain Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh Lord, please tell me. Hearing these words, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to describe the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. He said, O Devananda Pandit, please listen and I shall instruct you. I shall teach you how to lecture on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Place the word bhakti, devotional service, and only the word bhakti within your mouth. Don't say any other word when describing Srimad Bhagavatam. Eternal imperishable devotional service to Lord Krishna is the only topic in the beginning, the only topic in the middle, and the only topic at the end of Srimad Bhagavatam. No other scripture is Srimad Bhagavatam's equal. Srimad Bhagavatam is not a book written by someone. Only by Lord Krishna's mercy, because of Vyasadeva's sincere devotion, did Srimad Bhagavatam appear upon his tongue. As no one can know all the truths about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no one can know all the truths of Srimad Bhagavatam. This all the scriptures say. Anyone who declares, "I understand Srimad Bhagavatam," does not really understand Srimad Bhagavatam. But an uneducated person who humbly takes shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam will easily see Srimad Bhagavatam's true meaning. Srimad Bhagavatam is made of ecstatic spiritual love. It is Lord Krishna's own body, and it describes Lord Krishna's most secret pastimes. When you lecture, say, "In the beginning, middle, and end of Srimad Bhagavatam, only devotional service is described," then you will commit no offense. You will then feel great joy within your mind, for Srimad Bhagavatam is especially sweetened with the nectar of Lord Krishna. In this way, you should go and teach, explain to everyone the nectar of devotional service to Lord Krishna. hearing the Lord's words, and knowing that he had become very fortunate, Devananda Pandit offered his dandavat obeisances again and again. And finally, while meditating in his heart upon the Lord's feet, he left. Srimad Bhagavatam is the personification of the nectar of devotional service. And anyone who knows this becomes dear to Lord Krishna. Inauspiciousness never enters a home where the book Srimad Bhagavatam is kept. Anyone who worships Srimad Bhagavatam also worships Lord Krishna. Hearing and reading Srimad Bhagavatam are acts of devotion to the Lord. The word Srimad Bhagavatam has two meanings. One meaning is the book Srimad Bhagavatam, and the other refers to a Bhagavat, a person who has attained Lord Krishna's mercy. By regularly worshipping, reading, hearing, or seeing the book Srimad Bhagavatam, one becomes a person Bhagavat, one who has attained Lord Krishna's mercy. That is the truth, Vrindavan Das Thakur says. It is the truth. It is said that Srimad Bhagavatam contains the sweetest nectar of pure devotional service. Thus, by speaking these words to Devananda Pandit, Lord Chaitanya explained to everyone the truth about Srimad Bhagavatam. To everyone who came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kuliagram with questions, Lord Chaitanya gave perfect answers. In this way, there was not a person in that village whom the Lord did not make fortunate and glorious. Gazing at the Lord, everyone became happy. Filling their eyes, everyone looked at him again and again, and everyone felt that they had attained all that they had desired. Forgetting their suffering and their grief, everyone floated in spiritual bliss. A person who with a happy heart hears all these pastimes will attain Lord Chaitanya's association. The status of such a person's birth becomes irrelevant, and he becomes the best of persons. Anyone who hears the glories of Lord Krishna will never meet a calamity. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda, are my life and soul, and I, Vrindavan Das Thakur, sing the glories of their feet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Gopinath. Mata
Gaur Bhaktivedanta.